英语说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。
Hey guys, hope you're all having a great day, and I hope you're ready to put your thinking caps on. So in our last session, 在上一期的节目里，我们讲到了自动翻译虽然方便，但是往往非常不可靠。当我们在解决一些比较重要的事情的时候，比如说税单，这个时候如果自动翻译过来的话，觉得结构上比较奇怪，有点问题，不明白，那么一定要看一下原版。我们这个1099税单的这个话题。
This topic is really like a can of worms in many ways.
英语里有一句话是形容这种情况的，就是 a can of worms, like a can of worms, 像一罐虫子一样，就是本来以为是一个问题，但是一打开一下子就发现，哇，原来问题很多很多。
Which is why we're going to continue dealing with it today.
So one of the things we discussed last time was what does it mean to have something on file? 那么在上一期的时候我们已经讨论过了，如果有资料 on file, 这个 on file 是什么意思？这个 on file 是说在记录里，也就是说这些资料是我们曾经提供过的。
If they have something on file, it means you gave it to them at some point.
如果他们是说有任何东西 on file, 这说明你曾经提供给他们的一些资料文件。
So back to our question of where this form is going.
回到我们这个非常困惑的问题，这个税单到底是寄到哪里去？英文版在说
the form will be mailedto the address we have on file for you.
The address we have, 这是我们拥有的地址。我们有的地址。We have on file, 我们记录里面有的地址。For you, that means, 我们会把这个税单寄到你曾经给我们提供的地址上面。所以这个地址是你的地址，是你提供给我们的地址。你如果去年报税的时候提供了一个地址，我们会寄到这儿。无论你什么时候给他们提供的地址
The address we have on file means the address that you provided to us.
所以这个是你提供给税务局的地址，或者是劳工局的地址。
But
the Chinese version is totally different.
但是中文版并不是这样翻译过来的。
Right? 是断句断错了。
中文版它翻译的 like where is this form going? 这个税单到底是寄到哪
Going to 我们为你提供的地址。
No.That's totally wrong.
我们为你提供的地址 No, 这是你为我们提供的地址所以它 It's totally the opposite.
嗯，这前面都没有问题主要就在这个地址是谁提供上面、
mm-hmm, Exactly. The form will be mailed.
The form will be mailed.
对，前面的确是没有问题,
没问题
就是说这个表格会被邮寄到某个地址
To 可是 the address.
To the address we have on file for you.
问题在这儿。
问题是在这里 Yeah.中文版翻译的是我们给你提供的地址、
which is so weird because there's no address provided on the site, right? So you know this is wrong.
因为你不知道他给你提供了哪个地址 right? It's very confusing. It's confusing because 这个地址不是他们提供的是你提供的、你自己的个人信息。
So if ever you feel confused about what you read,In Chinese, after using the translation tool,
在任何情况里，你如果读中文版本的翻译过来的资料，你感觉到非常困惑，那么你一定要看一下英文原版是什么，然后尽可能的找一个懂英文的帮着翻译一下，或者是你可以在网上用一些不同的翻译器给它翻译一下，不要图方便就认定自动翻译的那一版就是正确的。
Because in this case, it's totally wrong. It's the opposite, right? And this is something important.
这是挺重要的一件事情。
So,
因为这是翻译器翻译出来的 So you can't even, 如果有问题的话你也不能够跟他们说哦，你网站上就是这样写的我在等你给我的地址 Right? You can't你也不能这样把责任推到他们那里因为人家没有这样说人家说的好好的是
The form will be mailed to the address we have on file for you
So 他们说的跟翻译器以为的完全是两回事
So these things are pretty common still So that's definitely something to be careful about And on that topic Let's actually just review this part How to get your 1099G tax form from the top So this way we're all clear
这个样子我们就可以从头到尾的仔细的了解一下这个 1099G 1099G 税单 tax form 是怎么样可以得到的
You know, an easier way is actually just use the search engine and type in 1099G tax form, it will come up. 这是更简单的一个方法，就是你可以用 search engine、
用搜索引擎去搜、
yes.对，用 keyword 搜一下 1099G tax form， 通常税务局的表格会出现， and that's the form that you need. It's very easy. Okay, so let's review this page. This is a Department of Labor government website, and so let's go from the top. 我们一行一行的来仔细 review 一下。
How to get your 1099G tax form? You may choose one of the two methods below to get your 1099G tax form.
So what does that mean?、
你要选你在以下两种方式中选择一种去得到你的税表。
That's pretty much what it says. 也就是说两种得到这个表格的方法哪一种都可以。One of the two.、哪一种都可以。Okay, 哪两种呢
?Online or phone.
Okay, so we can do online, 网上获取这个税单 or phone, 电话也可以获取这个税单。Okay.
The 1099G form for calendar.
Yes.
The 1099G form for calendar year 2020 will be available.
Available?
Available.
Mm-hmm.
Available in your online account at labor.ny.gov/sign-in to download and print by the end of January 2021. To access this form, please follow these instructions.How to get your 1099G online.
Okay, so 在这里 how to get your 1099G online, 这个是另外一个链接，它会 open up a new page, right? Okay, so basically, this is telling us that we can go online to the Labor Department's website at labor.ny.gov/sign-in to download 这个词发音的时候注意一下最后的 D 要发出来 download yeah 很多讲华语的朋友们说 download 就是 download
yeah
首先前面那个 down 这个其实我们在第一期 downtown 就已经讲到过这个发音 down so down is a problem 发音的时候要注意一下 and then download 最后的 D 一定要发出声音来
download
Correct. So, for good measure, 为了安全起见 Jialun and I were reviewing the steps on how to get your 1099 form, and we're explaining through the two options so that you can be sure that you get what you need. Remember that the search engine these days is a very powerful tool, and you can often get what you need just by typing in the keywords. So that's always an option.也希望今天的内容没有太枯燥。I hope today's session wasn't too dry for you, and we have one more session to go to wrap this one up, so stay tuned. If you like today's session, share it with a friend, share it far and wide, join our Facebook community, and subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a session.